need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
And sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, femdoms and femcoms, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, the wondrous vulva puppet, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Ramadama. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen! Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women!
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block.
Sisters.
Your servant. And your mistress of the airwaves. And do you remember the 21st night of September? Earth, Wind, and Fire, baby! And if you're tuned in live, it's the 21st night of September, and it's the eve of the autumn equinox. Ooh, yes, autumn things get scary. Yes, Betsy's barking. Things are scary. We're falling. Falling is always scary when you dream about it, when you actually do it. And it's the first day of fall. Well, almost. It's if you're listening live, tuned in live, watching live. If not, you know, hey, every day is whatever it is. But if you're here live, then yeah, it's the first day of fall, officially falling September 22nd, as the sun falls across the Earth's equator from north to south. Make a wish. My wish is that we all fall into the bonobo way, hey, 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 of peace through pleasure in all kinds of weather. And speaking of weather, well, does it feel like fall? Does it feel like fall? Betsy, calm down. Betsy doesn't feel like fall. It kind of still, you know, feels a little summery in sunny Southern California. But it is getting darker earlier. We have a guest, Betsy, yes. Yes, we do. Very exciting guest I'm going to introduce in a moment. She's calmed down. That's right. Got to get to know the strangers, especially when it's getting darker. The days are getting shorter. The nights are getting longer, which makes autumn equinox a great time for great sex. Cool. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
Great sex and you know, deep. Whoop. Cozy intimacy, right? I mean, it is getting a little colder, I think. It was so crazy hot before. you know, kink. Kink thrives in the dark. And it's almost kink month. October. And, yep, optimal conditions for cuddling up or spanking someone you love. Even if that someone is you. That's right. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Do you remember? It's still self-love September. And I should stop singing. But another name for fall equinox is Mabon. Mabon. That's right. I'm not sure Mabon, exactly what it means. It's Welsh. It's Welsh. The Welsh harvest god. And I come from Ballachinwood, which means rolling hills in Welsh. And so I feel that I have the legitimacy to change the name to Maboner. Right? Maboner. Mabon, Maboner. So, happy Maboner. That's right. And I also kind of like the fall equinox. By the way, if anybody knows more about Mabon, give me a call. I'd like to know more. All I know is I like to call it my boner. And this corn cob is okay with Marky Z on Facebook. I'll show Jesus to my other camera and this other beautiful pinky dicky my boner. But I can't show this for Facebook. Facebook gets the corn cob. Anyway, the fall equinox of Greek mythology is symbolized by the fall. That is, don't get turned on by this, the rape of Persephone, a.k.a. Proserpina, daughter of Demeter, a.k.a. Ceres, the great earth mother goddess of the harvest and fertility and agriculture. And like many unfortunate maidens then and now, especially if you know Brett Kavanaugh, well, Persephone is raped by her uncle, who in this case is the lord of the underworld, a.k.a. Hades or Pluto. So before that rape, the world was in a state of perpetual spring. Everything was green and beautiful and flowers, you know, nice weather. But after the rape, Demeter is so upset, she lets the earth go to shit. Climate change. That's right. You rape the earth, and the goddess of the earth might just let the earth go to shit. But in the myth, it's a happy ending, kind of. I mean, a compromise. She works out a deal. She knows the art of the deal. With her brother, Hades. He's her brother, right? He's Persephone's uncle. And her other brother, Zeus, who's the king of the gods. And they work out this deal where Persephone stays 6 months in the underworld, and 6 months she's with her mother. Those 6 months in the other underworld, you know, that's when Demeter still mourns her. And so we have the fall. And, yeah, she made a deal. So let's make a deal. Huh? We'll forego air conditioning if you, Mr. Hades, and Hades is often a mister, sometimes a miss these days, or misses, but shrink the U.S. military, please. The biggest polluters in the world by far are the U.S. military, okay? And there's another kind of pollution, and that is perpetrated by the rapists. So we got to stop that too, or at least reduce it like the bonobos do through female empowerment, male well-being, and peace through pleasure. So, yeah. I do have some great news, I think. Go bonobos for yesterday's climate change strike. The biggest climate change protest in history. That's not the climate change strike, by the way. That is, yep, there it is. Keep that on there for now. the climate change strike is great because, you know, I mean, look at these UCLA protesters. I mean, I kind of hope they inspire you to get out there and march for climate change and socialism and sex workers' rights and other things. Because look, aren't they sexy? I think so. And can I say that they're sexy? I think they're over 18. I think they're, I
protester.
Hope.
No, if they're at UCLA, they're over 18.
They're over 18. Well, there could be some prodigy or something.
Yeah, there could be.
They look over 18.
One or two 17-year-olds.
Anyway, they're sexy. They've got meaning to their, you know, their. I'm proud of them, you know. And they say climate change is not a lie. Please don't let our planet die. Well, the planet won't die, kids. No, the planet is going to stick around. What might die, very well might die, is the human species, and
just
a lot
like
of other species.
Just right? Like
dinosaurs went, and the planet stuck around. The planet withstands all kinds of crazy things, but life could go. And I don't know, some of you moms and dads might want your kids to inherit something.
How many people were there?
For Betty White to inherit.
Are you
something.
Asking me statistics?
Oh, no. I just
no, there were millions. There were millions all over the world.
And I was just thinking about the parking.
They were mostly young people, so I think they rent buses. Right. I mean, hopefully they didn't burn that much gas. Hopefully they didn't take airplanes.
Each individual drove a SUV there.
Greta takes that boat, that kind of thing. And then, yes, yesterday, or today, actually, we had the other thing. what is that we had today? We had people marching on Washington and all over the place, everywhere. There they are. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Donald Trump has got to go on the night of September 21st night. Anyway. Donald Trump, he was here, I guess, in L.A. trying to move the homeless into a concentration camp and meeting with his donors secretly because the donors are embarrassed that they're donating to Trump. They love Trump, of course. They're donating money to him. But, you know.
To be seen in public.
They don't want to be seen in public.
Was he on Skid Row, like, trying to get rid of them or, like... Sorry.
No, just put him in camp, you know.
I don't even think he went there. No.
Okay.
I think he just sent some people there.
He did.
Okay. To look at that. Okay. He was meeting with the donors in a very private, nice restaurant.
Complaining about Skid Row.
Yeah, actually saying they're an eyesore. They sit on our stoops and we pay a lot of money for this real estate. And how about solving the problem by... you know, evening up the inequality of our whole population so that the 0.001% doesn't have everything and so many millions of people are out on the street.
And a lot of these guys are victims of the administrations before.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Oh, of course.
Reagan?
It's not all Trump's fault.
Oh, Reagan. And then Reagan. Yeah.
It's not all Trump's fault, but there's something that Trump is doing right now that I just want to say is really bad and hits me personally. Because, you know, as those of you who know me know, I have a sinus condition that is due to pollution. And, hey, it's pretty bad. But Trump wants to make it worse. So our president, Donaldo von Trumpenstein, is now revoking California's authority to set stricter auto emissions standards, sending us back into the bad old days, make America brown, that is the sky, again. And the smog. Make America smoggy again. Maybe we should call it that.
Make America smoggy again.
Certainly make
smoggy.
California smoggy again.
Oh, it was smoggy.
I gotta give him a smack. Ooh. You know, well, Trump.
Oh.
Trump. Drumpf. What is that music? Can you turn that music? Oop. I don't know where music just went into my head. I don't know if it's on.
It's romantical while you spank Trump.
Here's this little pee-pee that Stormy Daniels described as a Mario Kart mushroom. Naughty, naughty, pussy bitch. Pussy ass bitch. Mm. And one of the signs at the climate march said, impeach the pussy ass bitch. And yes, I really, really hope that you young people who are voting or who are marching are also going to be voting, if you can vote, to vote this guy out. And Nancy, you should be impeaching this guy. I understand the issues, but come on, come on. We can't just sit by and let it go on and on. And honey, if Trump doesn't make you sick, you are sick. That's right. If you got Trump derangement syndrome, that just means you're a feeling, caring, thinking human being. And, you know, if you got Trump, post-Trump sex disorder, that kind of PTSD, well, that's tough, you know. And I feel for you. And it interferes with people's sex life. It interferes with people's lives, this administration. But one way to treat your post-Trump sex disorder is to go to a march, go to a protest, do something. And by the way, you might just meet hot chicks, I'm talking to guys now, or lesbians, that are, you know, like those UCLA chicks.
Why else would you be in some party?
Well, yeah, I mean, when I used to go to protests all the time,
I
would meet
party.
Guys, right? It's a fun place to meet
like
people.
Like environmental
protests? It's a party with serious, meaningful intentions, which is the best kind of party, you know, when it has a cause.
Okay. Yes.
So we're going to talk more about that. I'm going to get to my beautiful, funny guest very soon. But I do want to say, you know, before we get back to life, talk a little bit about someone who died, who was on this show many times. Rest in peace, Jessica James. What a beautiful woman inside and out. A teacher who became a porn star, actually. No, that's the crown, right? Okay. There she is, but that you can't show on Facebook. Maybe you could show that one, not that one exactly. I guess they're all kind of...
She's just so sexy that it's like, it's just sexy everywhere.
She's sexy everywhere. Exactly. But she used to be a teacher. She was a school teacher. And she was very smart. She was very smart. She could have been a comedian. She was so funny. She stole the show every time she was on. Certainly the first time she was on, which was in 2004, that's that time, she just was so beautiful and powerful. She could be dominant. She could be submissive. She was amazing. Do you want to show her on this?
We can insert it.
We're going to insert it. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Mar, you hear that? Okay, so anyway, I feel so bad. The cause of her death is unknown. She died at the relatively young age of 43. Her last IG message was she'd taken a holiday, but she hoped everyone was having the best sex time of their life. And she just sent out her good sexy vibes. Rest in peace, rest in pleasure. Some people say rest in power. I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah, no, they say it a lot. I hear it a lot now.
Rest
I read
in
it
power.
A lot.
How do you have power, I guess?
Yeah.
Well, I guess she has some power because I'm talking about her.
So
rest in whatever turns you on, Jessica James. Thanks for all the good vibes and the great sex. Yes, indeed. Just shows, you know, too, she died so suddenly that you never know. You never know. When that Grim Reaper, and now we're getting into Halloween season, we're getting into the scary season. You never know when it might take you. That's right. So share that love while you can, brothers and sisters. Get the most out of life, because before you know it, you are going, gone. But we're not gone yet. We're here. Hey, we're here, and we're queer. Get used to it. And yes, you've been hearing also from my lovely, funny assistant, Sunshine McWayne.
Oh.
Let's have some applause.
I'm hogging up all the oxygen. I'm interrupting.
And we have a very, very, very special guest tonight. Oh, my goddess. Usually, often we have an adult star and a comedian, you know, because I love sex and comedy. And, you know, laughter is a mental orgasm and sex can be very funny. But tonight, my guest is both. Really, really. So let's hear it for the funny, the fabulous, the sexy, the beautiful, Sally Mullins. Now, she has a whole other identity, so you're going to have to applaud just as much for the other identity, which is Jamie Foster.
Miguel's so excited. I think he's going to buy a session right after we're done.
Very excited. Hello, Cougar. As those of you who have seen the show know, Sally is a cougar and proud of it. Yes. Do you want to explain what a cougar is, or should I?
Well, you could probably do it better for your people. I'll just say, in my opinion, a cougar is, I think, confirmed by the Urban Dictionary, too. Cougar is 35 and up woman who likes younger men, prefers younger men, goes for younger men.
Yes. Okay, I did it, too.
You know, I kind of think they don't have to be 35 and up. I mean,
if you're
a 27-year-old woman who likes 18-year-olds, I would say you're a cougar.
You qualify.
You qualify.
You're in.
Yeah, you're in.
Send in your application.
We'll review it. You just have to be the older woman.
Yeah.
You know, and like in the autumn of your life. Well, maybe not that far, but kind of autumn, not winter anyway, kind of autumn-y, and you've got this beautiful red hair now.
Thank you. Yeah, this is, I did quite a few things to my hair. First of all, I made it really, really dark because I was just going with like the whole sorceress thing, and you know, it washes out. Like, but if you do it really dark, you get two or three colors out of it, which is economical in L.A.
Well, I like the red because it, you know, it's kind of really orange, and it matches my crazy outfit, which is kind of...
It's not like Trump orange, though, is it?
No.
No, not at all,
You know, let's just say that color is good as hair, but not as your face, right?
Cool. That's the problem he runs into.
That's what he runs into. Is that,
I think it's
a tanning thing that he does.
It is.
You know.
I did it in prom, and that was a four prom, and that was 1986.
Okay. And you turned orange.
I got kind of orange, like the day after, and then I got those white things he gets. It's a weird choice he goes with.
Because you wear the little goggles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to. I mean, we know he wears them.
We do. Now, you're a cougar, so he's an older man.
Oh, no. Yeah, no Donald. And no to his kids, because they're just so mean and dicky. I mean, I'm sure that there's a cool one in there, I'm sure. But I haven't done my homework to know which one. But
well, I hate to say Baron, because he is like 13.
Well, Baron seems like a nice kid, but I'm a cougar, not a pedophile. But he does seem like a cool kid.
He could grow up.
Big difference between something. Cougar and pedophile. Mm-hmm.
If he stays away from the Drumpus.
Yeah.
But maybe what's her name isn't too bad. Tiffany, the one.
Oh, Tiffany's cool.
Oh, no, Melania is, you know, she's, well, I mean, she's getting paid.
Well, Baron's going to have mom issues. We know that. And I like Tiffany. Somebody said I look a little like her, and that was flattering to me, like a Tiffany Trump mom. But not really. Her mom is Marla, right?
Is Marla.
Yeah, Marla's looking good. Marla's looking cougary.
She could be a cougar, absolutely.
She could be. I hope she is.
After she got Trump on his way. Actually, his other ex is kind of a cougar. She had a younger man.
Ivana?
Ivana, yes.
Ivana, yeah. Yeah, they're all hot. I mean, they're all hot.
Yeah. But that's no excuse. Complicit.
No, there's
complicit.
No excuse. I learned about Donald Trump in the 80s when I was in high school because my dad was a tabloid editor.
Oh.
And they were putting him in the tabloids. And I was like, who's this asshole? He's not on TV. And my dad's like, that's some really rich guy who had a big affair. So it was newsworthy, although, you know, he wasn't on TV.
That was when he was having sex with Marla Maples.
Yeah.
And best breaking sex up, I ever big had. Divorce.
Yeah, not what she said, I'm sure. You know?
What she was paid to say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I would sleep. I'm not going to lie. I would have sex with Donald Trump for money. If I could make $5,000 right now to fuck him, I would totally do it. Yeah.
Stormy Daniels made $135,000.
Good for her.
I have morals, too, but if you pay me, I can compromise.
Yeah,
them,
but
right?
We need money so we can keep living our moral life.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
Exactly.
So
money
your moral
helps
life,
do it.
I guess, is you're a comedian and you find humor in everything.
Right.
So
we say what we
moral
want on stage.
I think
yeah
that's a strong ethical, you know, job to have.
Well, yeah, it is. Like, let's laugh. You know, your comedians are sharing our twisted viewpoint with the world and hoping other people get on board.
And
it's nice when
helping
they do
people to laugh is a gift. It's giving them a gift.
But I think comedians, we're really doing it for ourselves. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I do other nice things. I have 9 rescued pets, you know, and I'm just I'm a nice person. And I'm always trying to help people.
Are any of them men?
no, but I have ex-boyfriends hanging around.
Yeah. Well, don't they call the young guys that
cubs?
Cougars like cubs?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Cubs, yeah. Cubs. Yeah, my cubs are growing up. I'm 51 now, and ooh, I'm going for guys more in their late 30s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you used to go for guys in their
20s, early 30s. I'm going for like 38, 39, you know, like one divorce, you know.
Is that because you like them better or because you feel it's more appropriate?
I'm more sexually attracted to guys in their late 30s now. It's just happened. It's just happened. Yeah, it's been weird. It's been like the last year and a half. They say less dumb shit, and that's the age I'm going for. It doesn't mean that's the age I'm getting.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I had a question.
Yes.
So what did you do when you were 18? You didn't go for a 12-year-old,
I was
right?
a virgin until I was 19.
Wow.
I was best friends with gay guys. I just hung out and got high and got drunk and went to, like, adult gay bars. So I wasn't getting any except cocaine.
So when you were in your 20s, you went for, like, 16-year-olds or what?
In my 20s, I went for, like, my age range. Oh, okay. No, I liked older guys. What am I I liked older guys, like, 6-7 years older, and then got out of that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think there are many women that are, like, born cougars.
No.
Some are born dominant or submissive or, I mean, into certain fetishes, but cougar is something you kind of cultivate.
I was into cougaring in, like, my early 30s. I like guys in their early 20s, yeah.
Yeah.
Or 30s, though.
Were you already a comedian?
Mm-hmm. Started comedy age 30.
Age 30. And what put you on the stage?
I wanted to perform and write. And there were a lot of men in comedy. So
you were horny, and that was the best way to meet men. Now, of course, the conventional wisdom is that funny women aren't sexy. And you put that myth to the lie because funny women are sexy. Right, Max?
Correct. Very
there
very
are
sexy.
So many funny, sexy, beautiful women in comedy now of all ages. It's really ridiculous. That myth has just been shot to hell. And, you know, some of them even have sex with male comics. They date their peers.
Right, right.
I don't anymore.
Shout out to Gail Stairs. Oh, she's on Facebook. Hi, Gail Stairs. She's a female comic who is in New York, and she does date male comics. And you know, they have some issues with competition.
Yeah.
Do you date male comics?
Not anymore. I mean, I have and I tried. I finally kind of given up. I mean, I'm older than a lot of the male comics out there. And a lot of them also know I do porn and they might.
Well, you're
older,
but that's your thing.
It is.
You're a cougar.
Some of them try to hook up, but it's just not of that much interest. They're too around. They're too in my face. We need our space.
It's like work.
Comics, they need their space. I need my space. Yeah.
So you prefer guys that are in any particular field?
Guys with jobs. Guys, you know, regular jobs. It doesn't have to be the creative
He's
arts.
He's got some pretty high standards.
Yeah, guys with jobs. Really, seriously.
Almost like me. Like,
do you still do that show where you kind of challenge cubs? To be your date.
I really wish I did Dr. Susan. That was Hello Cougar. That was fabulous. I tried to do 2 spin-offs of it. One was called Cooking for Pussy.
Right.
And I couldn't find the chefs. And the other one was called Gas Money. And it just doesn't get off the ground because I'm too busy now between comedy, porn, and escorting.
Wow.
I'm just fucking too much.
That was a mouthful.
Sorry.
Comedy, porn, and escorting.
Take that.
That's a busy life.
If we took a comedian,
my own boss,
and we took an amazing sex worker and we put both in a blender and we push puree, we got the perfect guest,
a
right?
Femcom.
The Drank perfect
me.
Guest.
I'm so glad you
we,
guys used femcom.
We pushed puree and we poured you into the glass and then that's Sally Mullins, yay!
Drink me up.
Yay!
That's
yeah.
what's up. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I do that. Well, it's easy for people in porn to cross over into escorting. I don't think most of them do, but I did.
A lot of them do. They don't announce it on mm-hmm. shows for yeah. the most part because you know
there.
There's sort of issues with that.
Yeah.
But I know they tell me that they do this mm-hmm. Often in private. Sometimes they do say it in public because sex work is becoming more and more acceptable and almost legal, you could say.
Almost.
I mean, it's getting
that
there.
Is one thing because of Trump. I kind of feel like, you
oh,
know, when you're
spider
president.
Crawling over.
Oh.
Yikes!
Oh, that guy. He's great. He's a cub spider.
Too young for
cub spider. He's too young. Yeah, late 30s spiders only now.
Yeah.
Right. But I think that with Trump in office, a lot of people got a lot more chilled out about escorting. Like,
well, that,
people are less
that.
Nervous about
that we,
me being a
I
cop
hate
than
to give
being
him
a cop.
Credit for anything.
That's the only thing I'll give him credit for.
And I have to say that because Sesta Fosta is so just terrible,
yeah.
and there's been a mobilization of many, many sex workers and even some Johns and supporters. Maybe they don't want to identify as Johns, but they do identify as supporters. And they get out there and they are asking for, well, you know, acceptance, decriminalization, and I hope destigmatization as well. That seems to be happening. And subsidizing. I don't think there is there a word subsidization? But the government should subsidize this because we got too many incels. You know what I'm saying? Not that sex workers are responsible for incels,
yeah, yeah.
but there's a certain percentage of the incel population that could benefit. There's
That's
so
a
many.
Great idea. And I thought incel was a term that was only used by male comics to describe themselves. I really didn't know
no,
it
they're
was.
Fucking incels. It's true. It's true.
Well, hopefully they become comics. Hopefully they don't become mass murderers.
There's a
lot.
Because
some of them do.
There's a lot of really funny guys who are, I mean, it's just hard for guys to get laid. It's hard for
it
guys,
is.
Cute
it
guys,
is.
Not
I
cute
feel
guys.
Like
it's difficult.
I feel like the big difference between male comics and incels, though, is like, I feel like, okay, the thing about being a comedian is you kind of hate yourself and you attack yourself,
right.
attack yourself, attack yourself.
Yeah.
With incels, it's like they might kind of hate themselves, but they just turn that hate totally outside, you know, like
I think
I hate
you're
women,
onto something.
I hate everybody else that
yeah,
exists. You know,
I think
like,
you're onto something.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
there are some really hateful comics who are inappropriate,
no, yeah,
but we're
that.
Aware of them,
yeah.
you know, like they don't really graduate above the open mic level,
yeah,
and
yeah.
they're a pain in the ass at those open mics. I mean, because I'm
yeah.
not knocking
Everybody's
open mics.
Like,
so,
you know, incels would do well to take some comedy courses so that they can learn.
Can turn it inside.
Yeah.
Just hate yourself and
well,
you'll be a
you
better
know,
person.
Self-deprecating humor is not just doesn't just work on the comedy stage. It works with women.
Or
women appreciate you more if you've got a sense of humor about yourself.
Oh, they would love it. I mean, just come support some comedy. Like if you're, you know, you're home, you're alone, you're watching porn 9 hours, come to a comedy show too.
But leave the guns at home, okay? Unless you've got like a water gun. I love water guns.
And no heckling.
I'm going to shoot you, baby.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you host now, right?
Such a
you're,
nice giggle
you
in addition
have
to
superior
being funny,
hosting
you
skills. Giggly. I always have a question. Like, whenever I do open mics, I feel like the host more, it should be more common. The host should be like, hey, guys, don't heckle. Give a prep.
Yeah, the host needs to be supportive. I'm very loving and supportive, and I host twice a week at the Comedy Store, and people like to work with me because I try to give them a good intro and good energy and safety. And I might talk
shit. Maybe you'll
shit
put sunshine on sometimes.
I would love to have her at the Comedy Store.
Put sunshine on at the Comedy
Sunshine's very funny. I also want to spank her. You know, she has quite a spankable butt.
She does. We could arrange that.
I went to the Pig and Whistle like the second to the last time it was there.
End
you know?
Of last year, yeah.
And yeah, and I was like, oh, Sally Mullins is here, Sally. And it was the other comedian. What's his name?
Oh, Torrance Hill?
Torrance.
My partner.
Torrance.
Yeah,
I was like,
cool.
Where's Sally Mullins? I saw her at Second City. And he's like, no, she had another gig tonight. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, yeah.
But I saw you there one time, and you were funny. You're not, okay. I like your comedy. And I've
She's
seen you at
very
Dow
funny.
Comedy.
How do you think she got this position?
Like
She's perfect for you. I like her. I like
All right.
her here.
All right. So Sunshine is going to be...
Butt.
All right.
On she might get spanked.
The Comedy Store stage, but she has to put up with a spanking to get there. That
okay,
true.
That's it. That's evil.
Is that legal? Is that,
is that legal?
No, I'll get spanked for comedy.
I think it could be considered sexual harassment.
Like, I'm abusing my power.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
She's kind of into it.
Oh, yeah, she's into it.
But you're trading something for
is that okay?
Spanking. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. It's quid pro quo. Yeah. Quid pro quo. Yeah. Hey, I mean, sometimes that works. Sometimes people want to do sexual things with their coworkers.
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes. You know, don't assume that they do. You've got to check in with them.
Office sex you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Now, speaking of which, there was something that happened the other day. This judge, should I say his name? He's Italian.
Of course.
It's hard to say.
And he's a highly respected
name,
judge.
But you have to say it like this. You can say his name. Just say it like this.
Okay, so this judge, Suffolk County District Judge Robert Sicali?
Sicali.
Sicali. He's a married father of three. typical client of yours, I'm sure, you know, as an escort. He got caught. He should have been going to an escort. Would have been better. He got caught stealing his neighbor's panties.
Oh.
Panty raid. Whoa. He was actually found. The girl called her mother. The mother called 911. And he was in the driveway.
Oh, it was a younger girl's panties he was stealing?
Yes, and it was a 23-year-old girl who had worked in his office as a judge.
Oh,
or maybe
God.
When he was a lawyer, but I don't know. She worked in a legal office that he worked in. And so he knew her.
Okay.
And he stole, like, several pairs of her panties. They were
That's
in
so
a pocket of his raincoat that he was carrying, of course, because it's hot outside. So, but he had a raincoat, like... Like he's
looking
figures,
like a perv.
I'm a pervert. I might as well have a raincoat. I'm going to wear a raincoat.
I got panties in my pocket.
And so he stuffed
scary.
A bunch of panties in his pocket. Talk about legal briefs, okay? So now listen, everybody, all you brothers and sisters, there's nothing wrong with a panty fetish, okay? Some of my best friends have panty fetishes, and of course some of my favorite clients. And yet, stealing is wrong. We live right now in a capitalist society, and even if we lived in a socialist society, which we should, stealing is wrong. Shouldn't be stealing. And, you know, those might have been her favorite panties.
I know, and she might have needed them for a fetish shoot.
Right.
He was probably wearing a pair.
Well, you know,
they
those judges with the robes. I mean, the robes.
But that's all
I think he
had?
Was intending to wear a pair, and he probably wore them under his robes.
He had them in his raincoat.
He had them in his raincoat. I think he was hurrying because he realized that she was awake or something. He thought he was
Terrible.
Coming over, I don't know, when she was sleeping. And she, you know, he made so much noise chewing on the panties.
I was at a laundromat one time and someone stole my underwear and my pants out of the dryer. It might have been funny to them. I was like only 15 or something, but I was like, I was really poor. I was like, that fucking broke me. I have
no
pants
that's what
and
I'm
underwear.
Saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But
I know. Like, I had no underwear and no pants.
You know, guys don't realize this.
Wait a minute.
I talk to guys about this all the time. I actually kind of specialize in helping guys who are stealing women's panties to not do that, to talk to us about it, and, you know, maybe we'll send you some panties or maybe... you know, we'll all go buy some on Amazon, or, you know, we'll just do it in a nice, consensual, legal way. And yeah, they don't have a sense that these panties mean anything to this woman. But of course, they're objectifying the whole woman, the panties, everything, the whole objectification. So a lot of therapy is about going, hey, nincompoop, this is a real person. You're stealing her panties. It's okay to have a panty fetish. It's okay.
But it's her panties.
Right. Yeah. So call us.
That's
213-291-9497. That's the private line, okay? 213-291-9497, Facebook.
Don't give it out to anyone.
Right. That's the one you call when you don't want to be on the show. Now, speaking of which, maybe you want to be on the show, hey? Talk about panties. Talk about cougars. Are you a cougar? Do you like cougars? Do you want to be a cub? Do you like older women, if you don't know what a cougar is? You just like maybe a MILF. That's all. That's a mother I'd like to fuck. But...
GILF.
But
I don't know. I was going to say, there's so many GILFs now. There's like...
I get GILF for.
It's like you can get...
Really?
You can push the MILFs aside. Mm-hmm. There's GILFs now.
I don't get too much MILF work. I get GILF video shoots. Yeah. My last big shoot was Grannies Love the BBC.
Grannies Love the BBC.
Oh, sounds classy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And who did you do that with?
Isaiah Maxwell.
Oh!
Oh, gorgeous.
We love Isaiah Maxwell.
He's a sweetheart.
He has an 11-inch penis.
Yes. He does, doesn't he?
He does. He does. And he's very nice, and he's muscular.
Well. Yeah, he's
well
real cute.
Built. Yeah, oh, he's shown his penis several times on our show.
What
remember
about
Isaiah?
He's been on the show.
He used to call himself Isaiah King
He's been
King
on the show
James.
Several times, I think.
Isaiah King James. He started in promotions. He would bring girls to the show. In like 2011, and then gradually he started saying, well, you know, maybe I can perform.
He can perform.
Go, whoa, what's that anaconda in your pocket?
You know? He's so gorgeous. He has two rescue dogs. I also work with Jack Black. He was in that video too. And Jack Black's really cool. He's from Ohio. And just, another guy who, like, I've met some really cool guys in porn who, black guys, and like 5 years ago when they tried to get into porn, they were told, you need more of like a hood look, you know?
A hood look.
And then they held out, and now they do all different parts, you know?
Of course.
Oh, really?
But they were told, like 5 years ago, they were saying to black talent, like the only kind of black talent males who can get work, they have to look like, you know, tough.
Really ghetto.
Yeah.
Well,
that's interesting how
that's
it can change so
racist.
Fast.
A little.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they were saying it, so. They,
well,
but it's
you
changed,
know, there's
yeah.
a lot of racist porn. There is. And it's.
I think the sex industry in general is like.
But there's more parts for black actors in porn now. I really feel
oh,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
There is.
At least for guys.
It's
different types of roles.
It's gradually changing,
mm-hmm.
I think. It's coming around. It's becoming just more free form, I think. But there's a certain bunch of racists out there who find their racism to be arousing, and they are catered to sometimes. And less and less
race
though.
Play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Less and less. I mean, I don't see any mainstream race play videos being made.
Right.
To be honest.
Oh my God! Are you serious? Am I? Is there
mainstream,
something?
Mainstream, she said.
Mainstream.
But
I'm sure
like
it's there if you
my,
can find it.
My experience...
It's all over PornTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess peep shows and stripping is different than, like... It must be different than porn, but, like... Okay, I've been dancing on and off 13 years. Mostly in peep shows, but also strip clubs, whatever. When I first started dancing, I never ever... I mean, I had plenty of black customers, but they never asked me, hey, I want a really racist show. Now... All the time.
That's interesting.
I get black customers when I was in Vegas, here in LA. Like, I get black customers. Like,
and they
hey,
want
here's
racial content?
They say, I want you to give me the most racist show possible.
Wow.
I want you to call me the N-word. And I'm like, are you serious? And they're like, yeah, I want the show. I'm like...
Well, that's interesting because you're dealing with a different clientele than I am.
Yeah.
And I'm doing more shoots. Yeah, you know, yeah. But as an escort, I haven't dealt with that recently. Maybe it's the age gap thing. Maybe nobody wants a GILF to be coming off racist.
See, I always
maybe
thought,
real
I was
life.
Like, when I was like when I first started, I was in my 20s, so I was like, so they didn't want it when I was
right.
in my 20s. Why are they asking?
But also,
me for
you were
it
in
now?
Portland.
See,
were
that's
you,
funny.
Nobody's racist yeah. there.
Because my experience and what I find there's a little bit less of, as a therapist, is interracial cuckolding, where the client is a white male who is usually a rather racist, somewhat racist, I guess, person, often in the South or the Midwest, and yet all over the world. And they really get aroused by interracial sex, usually black man with
like
white
it, they get
woman. What do you mean they don't like it? They do like it.
Well, you said they're racist.
But they're racist. You see, that's why I'm saying racism, okay. in
Sorry.
A very sicko way, can turn on people. Now, I say sicko, and I am on a show. But believe me, if you're a cuckold and you are handling this, I will help you handle it. And I will not judge you. Because
Please
sometimes
call the
number. You have this feeling because of the way you were raised. And so, call us.
There's some nice cucks though. I get some nice cucks.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like nice guys who they maybe have like a relationship with their wife even where they're cool with her having a boyfriend and you know he is black and that's part of the turn on. But I've never heard them be racist and they like my videos and it's just an extension of you know their cuck experience.
Maybe because I'm talking to them more often on the phone.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
there's a little anonymity. They are more expressive of taboo feelings.
Because mm-hmm. You can't see them, so they think they
yeah,
can let it all out.
Yeah, they
right?
let it all
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and
okay.
you can't let it all out, and your secrets are safe with me.
That's cool.
They are.
Can
By the way,
call,
I just want to give a shout out to my new platforms. I'm on new platforms. Podbean and Spotify.
Yay.
And more on SoundCloud now. So this is the audio part of the show. Of course, video you can always watch on drsusanblock.com as well as drsusanblock.tv. And you can see the censored version on Facebook. Yes, we are going to the uncensored part soon. So you Facebookers, you should just log into drsusanblock.tv. It's free. It's also free on drsusanblock.com/live. And in the bonoboville.com lounge. So many places to watch
or
for
in the
free.
Bay Area if you want to give us some money.
Well, you know, we ask for money.
You know what
like,
I'm saying?
You know, donations. We
yes,
give you
donations,
the show for free.
Course.
And we charge for certain things, but we figure that the show is
live.
A public service. So we don't charge for the show. And yet we do ask if, you know, I mean, obviously you could become a therapy client and pay us that way. You could buy the book, ta-da, and you could buy the magazine, Speakeasy, Splash and Art, Spankin' Art. You could, I mean, there's plenty of ways to spend your money. Clips for sale, not clips for sale, Cliporama. We have some clips on clips for sale, too. But we have a special site. Thank you, Gideon. He's putting up most of the clips. Clips, Cliporama, clip-o-rama.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You might get a clip on here.
That would be cool.
And then we would pay you a percentage.
That would be great. I'll send you clips.
Yeah. Clip.
Well,
mm-hmm.
No, it'd have to be something you do on the show.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'll spank Sunshine.
Well, I know.
Oh, you're just excited.
We're going to get into that. Now, I haven't given out the phone number yet because we're so busy yapping.
Oh,
so
I put it
let me
here.
Do that. You can also post your comments on Facebook, but try to make them coherent, please. Okay, I know it's hard. I know. But if you want to call us, it's 626-461-5950. Or if you want to call our toll-free number, that is 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. We can talk about cougars. We can talk about interracial sex. We can talk about panties.
Exactly.
You
everything.
Know. Panty vending machines.
Oh, yeah.
MILFs, GILFs.
When I lived in Japan, I saw two panty
oh,
vending
yeah.
machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
and
cool.
everybody's like, oh, they're so big in Japan. So the minute I went to Japan, I was like, I got to find one. and I couldn't find one for a long time, but I finally found two, and I was living out in the country, but I was like, man, why don't they have these in America?
That's Are you wearing panties?
Yeah, I'm wearing panties, oh, okay. But not from the vending machine.
Oh, not from the vending machine. Can I
just
squirt that?
Turn around.
Turn
Let's see the
around.
Butt that's going to get spanked.
Every now and then I feel
it's getting them nice and wet for your spanking.
Okay, now
that'll
I'm
hurt
wet.
Way
now
more.
You're wet, wet, wet.
A wet spanking hurts way more.
Right.
Oh, that's why you guys
no,
did that?
It'll dry.
To make
yeah.
it hurt more?
Yeah, it'll dry.
Dry.
It'll dry. It'll dry. But yeah, wet. If it was wet, if I did that right before she spanked, it would hurt more. But it's going to dry. Right? Don't pee in your panties.
Okay. I'm trying to go to the
don't
bathroom
squirt
and pee
either.
Right now.
Peeing's a whole other story.
So you've got panties, so we could do some of the spanking on Facebook.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let me pee first. I'm like a
oh,
cocker spaniel. Every time I get nervous, I pee. I'm just like a cocker spaniel.
Well, if I spank you and you pee on me, then it happens. That's amazing
then
too.
Then that's for clips for sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we just turn the Facebook camera very quickly. Yeah. And then we have a great clip for sale. Yeah. So I think we should do this right here.
No,
I do too.
And we're gonna. Oh, you're gonna pee first. So go ahead quickly. And you and I are going to sit right down.
Sounds
over
good. I
over
love
here.
The way that you are about the judge with the panties, because there is a way to work things out without stealing and taking
yeah.
and injuring people,
well,
and even worse.
And, you know, our society doesn't usually cover these possibilities.
I know.
We just say, he's bad, he's awful,
yeah.
he's a sex offender. Now he's registered as a sex offender. And I understand, but... The poor guy, you know, and his kids are going to know daddy's a sex offender.
Yeah.
And okay. That, but you know what? Maybe that's okay. And the point is that if he can, he seems like a smart guy. And maybe he can learn how to incorporate his fetish into something consensual.
Or something that can make him money, because he's not going to be able to get work as a judge anymore. He's going to have to produce panty fetish porn or something. Just embrace
Probably
it.
Will.
Would you
yeah.
have sex with him for a video?
$300.
For $300,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
So if there's a producer out there that wants to do a video with the panty boy,
the panty
man,
judge.
Panty judge, right. If there's a producer out there that wants to do the panty judge.
Yeah.
Okay, so so we're going to sit down. Do you want to be towards, well, I'll sit here and you can sit here.
I leave my microphone over here, right?
No. Let me have it. I'll hold it.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Now you're not sitting down yet. She's gonna sit down. You sit down.
I'm gonna sit down, and you're gonna come over my knees.
Yeah.
Your face will be by Dr. Susan.
Yes. So don't throw up.
No.
Peeing is one thing.
Now really go over my knee, like.
Okay.
All the way. There you go. Good girl. Okay.
Okay.
So you don't have much protection. You just have almost a thong. I'm covering
okay.
up your cheeks a little.
Okay, so be careful with that Facebook camera. Kind of maybe
not
this
spank hard.
Should be a low, a little bit farther away, so Facebook doesn't get like too
this
weird.
This is
about
really
it.
Not a punishment spanking. This is a good girl spanking. You have a very spankable butt. You've been very helpful getting me on the show.
Yes.
And when I parked, you came and met me. And you did take a little long to bring me the second glass of wine.
Yeah.
But it's still a good girl spanking. Okay.
Ah.
That's good, right? It's nothing you can't handle? I think you got it.
Wait, where's the other mic?
Okay, these are just excited screams. Ah! Okay, thank you.
We're gonna
okay,
get
she
your
can
butt.
Come back and spank me again.
Nice and red. I did.
It doesn't take much.
I think
bruised like a banana.
I think Sunshine's kind of enjoying it. She's thinking about getting on the comedy
store.
Yeah.
Oh, if I get spanked, I get on the comedy store? Okay.
Yeah, that's
shit.
What's going
spank
on
away.
Here.
Oh.
This is a quid pro quo, remember? This is what the judge should be doing.
I didn't
he should
know
be
getting
panties
getting
this
somewhere.
Way.
Okay, fine. Yeah, go ahead. Spank away.
He's paying somebody. But he shouldn't be giving favors. You know, Judge Manuel Real, I think he stole some panties. The one that...
Oh, I believe it.
told me I should be grateful that the LAPD hadn't killed me.
Oh, that's a great attitude.
Oh, that's good old Manny.
Manny Real. Remember Manny how Real. He was
He kept it mighty
perverted
real.
And they punished him.
Okay, this cheek is getting kind of red. It feels
is.
Red. It feels red.
You look great.
Oh, really?
Very spangled.
I bruised like a banana, so it's going to be ugly bruises
I'm
going to
give you like 10 more. You're not bruising. Okay. You're not that
I'll
olive.
I'll bruise tomorrow. No.
She's doing the official, you know, formal spanking with her palm cupped.
Yeah, just so a little bit. It's not too, you know, I think you did
not
great.
Not too slappy.
You did great. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to spank you here. I'm not going to, you know, just one more. Look at that handprint. Right.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Sally Mullins and Sunshine McWayne.
Nice and red, her. Right?
Take a but, picture of my red butt. Take,
not the Facebook. I don't think it should be on the butt, actually.
Okay.
Facebook. She's wearing panties. It's okay.
Yeah.
Here, show it to the main camera.
Don't
show
freak
it to the main
out,
camera.
Mark Zuckerberg. I'm wearing underwear. I
She's
really don't
underwear.
Get it. Mark Zuckerberg's a man. Doesn't he like butts and boobs?
That
and
was a theatrical spanking.
It
wasn't too real.
It wasn't too real.
I think he likes butts and boobs and nipples too much.
Oh, yeah.
Marky Z. Yeah.
So much he wants to save them for himself or what?
I think he probably has a butt and nipple collection, just like this panty guy, the panty judge, had a panty collection. I think Marky Z has a nipple collection somewhere.
That was really red.
On you know, on his computer, he has pictures of nipples because he loves them so much.
Does he have kids?
By now,
Panty Judge or Mark?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone seems to. Not me.
Not me. I'm child free.
Child free.
No,
child
not me free. Either.
Pet
Condoms
rich.
Are cheaper
pet
than diapers.
Child free. No,
I don't think anyone will
me.
Reproduce with me, so.
Trying to high five.
Oh, sorry, love. Your hands are so tiny.
They're so tiny, she couldn't even see my hands.
I know.
They're not as tiny as Trump's hands, though.
A baby orange hand.
Let's spank him now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll give him a good one.
Yeah, let me bring him up. Whoops. Oh, boy.
It
there he goes.
Feels red right now.
Falling apart.
He's falling apart. He is falling
he
apart.
He is falling apart. Yep.
His penis is falling
it's
off.
Pretty accurate.
This is his pee pad in case he pees on you. Okay.
All right, so let me get his ass.
Okay.
Those are his balls?
Those are his balls. Yep.
They're just ginormous balls.
Pink balls and a little tiny mushroom pee-pee, and he's gagged and he's being spanked for taking away our control of the pollution emissions from the cars. He's going to make all the exhaust come out and turn our skies just brown and horrible.
Notice I'm not so nice with him, right?
No.
She was a lot
Don't
nicer
be nice with
me.
Him. No.
Mean.
Sucks.
And,
yeah.
You know, we got to impeach him.
Nasty old man.
And short of that, I mean, because the Dems are just so scared, or they just maybe really secretly like him, some of them.
Susan, who do you have your eye on for, you know, with the Dems? Who do you like?
Oh, gosh, who do I like? You know, I was at the Emmys party, and I got in trouble because I told the truth. I like Bernie.
Oh,
and my
cool.
favorite director, my HBO director, who I love in every way, and she did so much for me, and she's so compassionate and smart and beautiful. Shari Cookson, her reaction was, Bernie! No! She doesn't like Bernie.
Really? So then
she
who
likes,
does she want?
She actually didn't say it that witchy. She was much sweeter about it. But still, she doesn't like Bernie. A lot of people don't. I won't say most. I actually think most people do. I think the young people do.
They do.
I just think the powers don't. Mm-hmm. People that are in power and people that don't want a little bit of socialism. They think they got to hang on to everything they got. And also he's Jewish and talks with his hands.
I like Bernie.
You
I
do?
Yeah. Like
so
Bernie.
You agree, Bernie.
Yeah,
or,
I like Bernie. But
I mean,
I
also
I
like Elizabeth Warren, but she's
I do too.
Mainly I like her because of what she took from Bernie.
I want to play her in porn. I mean,
you could.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
with the right haircut and
perfect.
The glasses.
Like, think of some titles, like Who's Whoring Warren?
Right.
You know? Like Maybe. Spanking. Like, I'm warning
Who's
you.
Who's Jizz and Liz?
Who's, oh, that's beautiful. That's
Who's
beautiful.
Jizz and Liz?
Warren's Peace. Warren's Peace.
Right,
Warren's
right.
Peace. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Like.
Okay,
this.
So that just gave me a good reason for wanting Warren.
Jizz
so that
and Liz.
You, because I don't know who I'd want to have play Bernie in porn.
This is a good
I mean,
reason.
That would be a, you know,
I would be a great Elizabeth Warren.
You would be.
In porn.
You would.
Yeah.
You would bring. You would put the sex back into Elizabeth Warren. I know she's got it,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't, you know, really show it. But you would.
I could help her.
You could help her with
yeah.
that. You could be
this
the porn
amazing
Elizabeth Warren.
This is amazing
brainstorming
episode.
People oh, yeah. are voting for
this
me,
is it.
And
this
they
is
would
it.
Vote for her. Like some young guys who are sitting home, you know, jacking off to free porn, they might cast their vote for her.
Okay, we're going to put this Trump away.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
I put a finger
don't
there.
Fuck him. Oops. Oh.
He landed fuck him, on but him. Don't fuck him.
All right.
$5,000.
So
I'm
now he's...
excommunicated.
He's excommunicated. And, well, we only have a few more minutes, so we should get to the
what?
Juicy part.
Show my boobs. I mean, they're okay.
Oh, they're great. You have gorgeous boobs.
Oh, is Facebook?
No, no, but let's move the Facebook.
Bill.
Facebook has already moved.
Facebook has been moved. Okay, Facebook,
okay,
tune in on drsusanblock.com/live. Okay.
Never been on Facebook. That's why I'm happy.
It's showing it's still here.
All right. Look at these
Dr.
beautiful
Susie.
Boobs. What?
No, that's late.
Okay, okay. Oh, sorry,
yeah.
sorry. I'm
that's
late. I don't know
late.
Anything.
It's always like 30
okay, so
seconds
I'm going to tell them go to Facebook
delayed.
Live. Oh, no, I'm going
right?
to tell them go to
so,
Dr.
Susie
TV. Right?
She's the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell them go to drsusanblock.tv or drsusanblock.com/live.
Or if they're
right,
out, tell
so
them to go home.
Should we do Bonoboville Communion?
I like
you look like an altar girl.
Yeah, I'd love
oh,
it.
Oh, his penis head fell off.
That's okay. We'll fix that.
Yeah.
We'll have
okay.
a new grown one in Cambodia.
So we are going to do
new
communion.
Okay. Hey, guys, go to Dr. Susie TV, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. For the really good show.
I
for
like
really
it
good show.
Here. This is cool.
Yeah,
I like the dog
nice.
That's been walking around. She's really cool. I like
right.
bagel mixes.
We don't have sex with the dog.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. I have nine
only
pets.
Dolphins.
I don't fuck any of them.
Although we talked to a guy who has sex with a dolphin.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, she's just saying that because of the show with the dog.
Who? Oh, and a dog? Oh, and a dog. You mean
so
Betsy?
So they told me Betsy
oh,
is
younger.
Part beagle, part
oh.
Jack Russell.
Oh, yeah. That's I've had a lot of those mixes. That's a great mix.
And we
shot
have agua, cocoa leaf liqueur.
We have all kinds of things tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Ooh. I'm looking at you instead of...
You're looking at me instead. You forgot that your eye is your max cap.
I thought you were so
I need
beautiful.
Another. You want to do it too?
Oh,
yeah.
Enchanted.
So get yours. All right. So I'm here with Sally Mullins, who's more in her Jamie Foster mode.
So
turn the music
old,
down.
Old,
turn this music is crazy.
51.
51.
Turn this music down. I'm not sure who puts the music on.
I don't mind
trying to give
age.
Us a party. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
okay. So, did you do Bonoboville Communion with us before?
I think so. Yeah. Does it go on here?
It's
or something?
A really
yes.
religious experience.
It's been a while.
It's a religious experience.
Yeah.
Icor
was here,
nipple.
So we might have done it off him.
That's where it goes.
You might have done it off who?
Icor.
That's right.
My bad.
You did it off of his
I
ribs.
I always fucked up his
and
name.
I know you're not really bisexual.
No.
But it doesn't have to be a sexual experience for us.
I'm down.
It's, you know,
it's just gonna
a fun thing, a mm-hmm. party thing. Okay, so sit up straight because you're now an altar girl. What religion did you grow up with?
I'm going to have my own
atheist.
Television show sometime.
You grew up atheist. Mm-hmm. Your
then
parents were atheists.
Cool parents.
Wow.
Oh,
that's great.
Wow.
And was there ever anything about religion that you felt like you missed out on?
Well, I did go to youth groups with Catholics, my friends.
Did you ever take communion?
Yeah.
You did? All right. Then they give you, like, grape juice or wine?
Wine.
Wine. They gave
wine.
You wine.
Yeah.
All
Florida.
Right. Pretty good. And did you lick titties?
No. Not in church, but I've done it in girl porn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You had a wafer.
Yeah.
Okay, so instead of a wafer, we lick a titty.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, right. Or an ab, like you did with Ecor.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess I'm going to do it, or do you want to do it on the other side?
I like whatever you want.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to be the altar girl in the middle. The altar girl in the middle. So sit right here on the, right there. You're like a goddess. Okay, and here we go. You are a goddess. You're not just like a goddess. You are a goddess. And you feel like a goddess?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so now I'm going to lick the altar. And then I am going to salt the altar. This is the part that is like the wafer, except it's not. It's sacred Himalayan pink salt, and it's delicious.
All the flavors you choose
boobs.
To be salty.
Okay. I took an extra lick. All right, so now you get to waterboard us. Okay.
Oh, waterboard two girls at one time?
You want to waterboard me first and then Sunshine? Let's do that. So.
Be careful, you have.
Right.
Glasses and things.
And I want the least amount here. So I also have a. I have a camera right in the way where I'm supposed to get between the legs of the lovely femcom and porn star. And now this is what we call waterboarding, bonobo style. You put it not down my chest, but I got waterboarded by Sally Mullins. Woo! And now, Sunshine. You are. Okay. Up and now down. Go Sunshine. Sunshine got waterboarded by Sally. And now, I guess, you could take a lick of each of our nipples.
I'll be slow. That's what he said.
So, lick me. Oh, nice tongue. I find it doesn't really
exciting.
Matter if a girl is into it or not. Her tongue is always nice and soft. Okay, and the salt? You can sprinkle it because, you know, it's part of your religious experience. Yes, okay. And now, lick me, baby. Suck up that sacred salt. And you get double.
Oh, yeah. Extra boobs.
First, you lick it so that the salt sticks.
Yeah. It's her first time.
I know.
Woo!
Oh, wow, she got my nipples hard. Whoa. Oh, she knows what she's doing. Woo!
All right, and now you're going to get waterboarded between both of our legs. Sit on the floor. Whoa.
Okay. Now
and
I don't feel so bad about me spilling the salt.
No, but there was nothing in that glass. So, yes. What is... I can't hear you. Okay. So, here... You could put your leg over mine. Well, or I could put my leg over yours, or...
Yeah, you
should put your... Okay. Okay, and now...
Yeah.
You lean back. Beautiful. Mmm. And now... Brokatadonai lohene melechalam. Bore puri ha'agwa. And Sally Mullins has been waterboarded on the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from the little love church of the Bonobo Way. And you got laid. You got laid on Dr. Susie TV. So, hey now. This is a good picture. Put your knees down so people can see your titties. Yeah, look at that. That's so hot. She's so beautiful. And yes, this is making me kind of lean towards Elizabeth Warren. I really would love to see Sally Mullins play Elizabeth Warren in various porn shoots.
Who's Horan Warren?
Yeah.
Who's
but you
Horan
know,
Warren?
Why can't they just do, right now, they should do all the candidates or main ones in some sort of orgy on the presidential debates.
That would be great.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would be really, like, and how do you say it? Beto or Beto? He's like a cuck. He's got a cuck vibe.
You think?
Yeah, he can watch.
She knows, right?
Yeah.
You see him
now,
him.
Bernie has got to have a big schlong. The old man with the big schlong, right?
What makes you say that?
I don't know. It's what I fantasize.
Oh. Fantasize.
And, I mean, Kamala Harris, I don't like her policies. I mean, she was the one who put Backpage into jail.
Yeah. But I think she probably looks hot naked.
Exactly. I think she's sexy. I think she's actually maybe the sexiest of the...
Tulsi.
Oh, Tulsi, you're right.
All right.
But they kicked her off the stage. She's no longer on. But Tulsi is the most beautiful. Yeah, that's for sure. But Kamala's not bad. And then there's Pete, Butter, and Eggs. And they can have him with a guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they can do a great show. Axel Braun, I'm giving you an idea. You
Hello.
Got that?
Oh, I'm right here.
Come on. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Give me a wig.
The Great Debate.
A wig. I got wigs you can borrow.
The cool. Great Sex Debate.
Short wig.
You know, they should just give up. I mean, I often kind of think about that while they're doing these debates, especially the more boring ones. Oh, and did I forget Biden? They should put him in a wheelchair.
Oh,
right.
Biden. That sounds good. bondage and Biden.
Bondage and Biden, right.
So I'm thinking there should be some scene where, like, Elizabeth Warren, I don't know, she thinks she's native and then she finds out she's not, right? Wasn't that like one of her things?
Oh yeah, yeah, wish yeah, we could dress
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
you know.
We should dress her up and then somehow she finds out she's, oh, I thought I was native, but I guess I'm
we
not.
Could turn Trump calling her Pocahontas into an asset.
Okay, exactly,
yes.
exactly.
Yes.
That should be
turn
a scene.
Turn it into
it could
a
be
good
a totally
thing.
Funny
this
scene.
Is this is her beauty is that she is Pocahontas. And you know, I mean, yeah, so she lied a little bit. I don't know if she lied or she just, I guess the family said that they
mistaken.
Were Native Americans, Cherokees, and she apologized. And, you know, that might sex her up a bit, you know, if she could. But she's got to be very respectful of the Native Americans. You know, there's this whole politically correct thing that we've all got to abide by. It really does cut you off at a lot of... comedy possibilities and certainly sex parody possibilities. How do you feel about that,
role
Sally?
Play. I kind of see you as playing she's hot, Jill Biden.
Jill
I like
Biden.
That she wears like those go-go boots and shorter skirts.
Yeah.
I think
okay.
you could be a hot Jill Biden.
I could. I mean,
I'm
not in love with her, but, you know,
right.
I could do a role. I could
yeah,
do a role.
Yeah, as an actor.
Yeah, as an actor. I mean, she keeps telling people, listen, you people, you just got to vote for my husband because he's your best bet.
Yeah.
I know you don't like him, but you got to vote for him because he's your best bet. And
I mean,
you know
I
what?
Get it.
There is a certain sense to that.
There is.
There's a she speaks truth, but it's like, I don't want to hear it because I like Bernie. But, you know, if it comes down to it, I will vote for bumbling Biden. I will.
Bernie wants to put every percent of his dick into you.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. This would be hot to see. I would love to see Bernie fuck you. Oh my god,
wow.
That would be so wonderful.
Uh huh. I think so.
Can we get him on the show? Can we? Oh shit, that's my job. Never mind.
Yeah, right. Well, you know.
Oh shit, that's my job. Never mind.
Out there. Who are you guys having on the show soon?
Oh, we're having a comedian called Elisa Poteet. So I hope she paid attention to the... Oh, you do? Yeah, yeah.
She's really hot.
Yeah, she
is.
There you go. So I hope she pays attention to you getting laid. And her. She had her friend on last week, John Yabes. Have you?
Oh, I don't know who that is, but I know who Elisa is. Yeah, she's
yeah,
lovely.
So John got laid and you got laid. And so Elisa Poteet, make sure you show up next week because you're going to get laid. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we are going to have a special show where we talk about Hustlers, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to see it on Tuesday.
Okay.
Do you
okay.
have any stripper friends?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, but right now they're having trouble because the strip clubs are, like, making them pay to work and things
I
do.
Case.
I have stripper friends.
Because we want to bring some strippers in and talk about hustlers as, you know, what do strippers think? I mean, I have my own thoughts. I have mixed feelings about it. I mean, I thought it was pretty well done. But it does show strippers to be thieves, and a lot worse than the panty thief.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I don't like that part of it, but I'm interested to see the movie.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, okay. It's well
I won't
done.
I ruin it for you.
Although there were in the middle of it, I kind of thought, I don't have to watch this, and then I did anyway. I kind of
feel that about every Hollywood movie, though. Like,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I mean, no matter how much I like it, I'm like, okay, I've already figured out the formula. Do I have to pay attention to the last bit of it? You know, like.
They're a dinosaur.
I loved Once Upon a Time in America. If you want to make Brad Pitt look like Robert Redford from the 80s and 90s, go ahead. I'll watch it for 9 hours. I don't care how long that movie was.
Where's
Brad
my
Pitt
main camera
so
to
hot.
Show
it?
5 minutes.
Brad Pitt looks so freaking hot
main
in that
camera
movie.
Should be more
that was a great
five
movie.
Minutes.
Okay.
I didn't care how long it was.
I got
you know?
It.
Okay. Super hot.
Super hot.
Sunshine, do you want to spank me back or you don't have
okay,
any kind of
I
revenge
think, yeah,
fantasy?
Maybe I should. I think one of my legs is falling asleep.
Oh, okay.
No,
that's
it's
me.
Fine. You don't know how much your leg weighs until it falls asleep.
Yeah.
You realize.
Your leg weighs nothing, but you can give me a spanking. If you want, you can spank me harder.
I get to spank your back. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to go hard. I like this one, though. I always see this. Is this really hard or is this like.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
This is hard?
Good.
That's kind of hard.
Oh, really? That's what he said. Okay. Oh, we should show your butt to the camera because it looks so nice. This is a nice tushy, right? Nice tushy?
Nice tushy. Okay, well, then I have to get over here.
Okay, tell me if it's too hard. I don't know what I'm doing.
No.
Are you wearing panties?
Yeah,
she's wearing a unitard.
A unitard. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You might not be allowed to say that anymore. I'm more excited than
she. Harder.
Oh,
you
I can go
harder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, slow.
Nice and slow and hard. Yep.
I don't do slow. I just get excited and then.
You better do good. This is your audition for your comedy.
Oh yeah.
Store.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I forgot. I was sleeping my way to the top. I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
You're not making any noises.
It's not really that hard. I think I want to get over her knee. Let's see if you can
I'm not spanking her.
No.
I'm failing at my one job.
All right. Over your knee. This is like the real way to get over.
Over the knee.
Her.
Okay.
So okay.
Okay. Pull your top down.
Oh, I have to be naked again?
No. I didn't say naked.
Thanks, I grew them myself during puberty. Well, I didn't grow the tattoos, but.
Woo! Good, that's better. Good at it.
Woo!
Go as hard as you want.
Oh, really?
Over the knee, OTK.
So you're supposed to cup your hand?
No, you're doing great.
You're doing good.
Oh, that just makes it louder if you cup your hand. It's not better.
But really good. That's awesome.
Woo!
I'm getting excited.
All right. Sunshine doesn't often get excited.
No.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Say never, but I think the sex doll's excited her.
Oh.
The butt. You know, like one cheek and then the other. There you go. We're teaching her how to spank. We'll make
yeah,
a
she's doing good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she's getting it very red.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like red everywhere. The red is evenly distributed.
Good stuff. Yeah, she's oh, hard. Yeah. She can spank.
She can spank.
She's stronger than me. Strong woman.
All right. Oh, you like
stuff.
A strong woman.
Your feet
spanking
are really
you
cute,
over
too.
The knee.
I can't do anything now.
Now I'm gonna show my. I want to show my butt to the camera. So I think it's
okay.
Red.
Pretty red now. It looks like.
Pretty red.
Like two little tomatoes.
Here we go. Look at that red butt. Wow, that's very nice and red.
We'll see you in the morning. It'll be red. Okay.
That's yeah, red, all right.
That was good. That was
okay,
good.
You need to talk on the microphone.
You did really, really well.
Oh,
definitely,
good.
You're a good spanking switch. You can
okay.
take and give a spanking, so
but
that's really good.
But she needs to learn how to use the riding crop.
Yeah, as far as the crop, you just need to, boom, you know,
oh.
plant
yeah.
it. You know, don't pull away from it kind of
oh,
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
like more like straight directly across the bottom?
Do you want to do it on my boobs a little bit?
No, that's scary!
Really, you know.
Well, she has very sensitive boobs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
My nipples are, like, extreme, like...
Well, your boobs look real, right? They're real?
They are real.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's just a, you know, kind of like a whack. Sort
whack,
of thing.
Whack.
You can try that on mine.
Okay. Here we go. Boob whacking.
It's
here,
scary.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
She's
you guys are
it.
Stroking my ego too much.
Yeah.
My ego will get so big
We're
I won't be able to get through
you.
The door.
It's Self-Love September. It's time to stroke. That's right. All right. And we've only got a few more minutes. So, when's Sunshine going to be at the Comedy Store?
Oh, God.
I will definitely get Sunshine at the Comedy Store on one of my shows. They're on Wednesdays and Fridays. The Comedy Store is on Sunset. Wednesday is in the Belly Room. Friday is in the Original Room. I also have a show on December 10th. It's going to be called Sleazy Does It. And that's going to be at the Arena
awesome.
Stage in Hollywood. So
Sleazy
we'll get her
Does
on.
It. Amazing
yeah.
title.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. We'll get her on one of the shows. She's very funny and very cool.
I slipped my way to the top. Yay.
Yeah, right. You spanked your way to the top.
She's spanking her way to the top.
It happens.
All right. So anything else we should, where should we find you?
Oh, that's fine. Sorry. I've got, you know, different names. So Sally Mullins 818 for my comedy on Instagram. Sally Mullins 1 on Twitter. Ms. Jamie Foster for my porn on Twitter. And Hello Cougar from my porn Instagram. I'm on Pornhub a lot. I have a new show, a new series on there. It's called Jamie Foster Naked Talking Shit. They won't let me say shit on Pornhub, but I'm saying it for you guys. So definitely check out my Pornhub. I do have a website. It's called Jamie Foster Strips, and you can check me out on all the clip sites. Really appreciate it. On my website, I do cam
it's
on
funny.
Friday. And, oh, yeah, hey, hula hoops. I almost forgot. I want to see if I can nail that for
okay.
the end of the show. But I definitely appreciate people who respect, you know, my two different worlds. But people are always welcome. You know, fans of my porn, come see my comedy. I love it. It's fun. It's, you know, I've been doing comedy longer than I've done porn.
All right.
I think I'm better at comedy.
We will come see you. And we appreciate your comedy combined with your sexiness and kink here for the Cougar Equinox on DrSusanBlock.tv. What? Yeah, Naked Hula Hoop. Let's do Naked Hula Hoop. Okay, here she goes. Oh, that's mine. That's the orange one. You should do pink, I think. Or maybe that one's a little, I don't know. Maybe you should
hey,
try
it. Hey, Dr. Thing. Susan.
Yeah.
I got a weird question.
Yeah.
Did you... Did you ever have a naked real world type of reality show thing?
Whoa, there she goes. Naked hula hooping. Yeah. Very
she
good.
She looks amazing.
And in her high heels, in her high heels.
One more. You can do another one, right?
That's great. Okay.
I've never done it with
you. Here, come out in front a little more. Whoa.
Whoa, she's doing it. Whoa.
Two, yeah.
Whoa.
If that's not an advertisement to you Cubs, I don't know what is. You want a cougar who can hula hoop. Absolutely.
So a viewer is saying, whoa, I think I applied to be part of your show in 2012 or 2013. It was some kind of naked real world type thing.
Okay, you're talking off mic, though. You have to talk on your mic.
That but we got to wind up the show. That was some other whore.
Okay, so that is not her, but that is her hula hooping naked. And you guys on Facebook, if you want to see Sally Mullins hula hooping naked, you know you got to go to drsusanblock.com/live, and maybe it'll be a clip. That's right. Okay.
Let's make a clip.
So... yeah, we got to wind up the show. We're going to see Sunshine soon on the Comedy Store stage. In the meantime, I want you to be good and go to marches. March against Trump. March for climate change. March for sex workers. And follow the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. That's right, in all kinds of weather. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. Happy Self-Love September. I love you.
Talk with someone about anyone else, if you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, the Mayor. The is Director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime.